CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More, the show that specializes in the great service that amateur radio provides. Your host is Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
CQ, 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 and welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7, LPW. Today's show is sponsored in part by EDCO Electronic Research Distributors and MFJ Enterprises, also Exotic Research Report. We're doing this show live from the Biosphere 2 in Oracle, Arizona. And what a beautiful day. I really feel sorry for you guys in Minnesota and everywhere else where it's freezing cold, because it's like 92 degrees here and it's beautiful, and I think they've got like 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people roaming around this place. I know they've had over 1 million visitors already to the Biosphere. And if you're not familiar with what the Biosphere is in Oracle, Arizona, we're going to tell you about that. We also have a ham radio station, special event station up here, which you're going to find out a little about that. So we've got all this and more. And if you have any questions about the Biosphere, give us a call, 1-800-293-5366. That's 1-800-293-5366. And we're going to be right back with Bill Harris and Bob Edison from the Biosphere 2 here in Oracle, Arizona, right after this.
Exotic Research Report, the new magazine edition, is out. It's dedicated to the preservation of American independence, but I caution you, the issue contains 100% pure, unadulterated, mind-altering material. Really, this is a magazine you should subscribe to. What is in this month's? Crop circles, an ongoing enigma. The Geet machine, plasma technology you can buy. Implosion technology that you can build. An alternative way to cope with stress. All this and so much more. How about a HARP resource guide? You know, we've talked about HARP. How about magnetic motors and generators, mind control? All these things are available from an Exotic Research. Give them a call at 1-800-446-3465. That's 1-800-446-3465. They even got vitamins and other interesting things. But I'm telling you, Exotic Research Report in this new book is really good, this new magazine, this month's. 1-800-446-3465. Mention Ham Radio and More when you make the call. Exotic Research.
Telephone.
Yes. Is this a Tony Romano?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe it. I found you. It's him.
Who's this?
Well, you don't know me, Tony. I'm just your biggest fan. You want to hear the incredible way I found you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was leaping through Blast from the Past. It's this fabulous new book, a pictorial history of radio's first 75 years. It's got hundreds and hundreds of rare photos. And there you are, Tony Romano, on page 178.
I am.
Uh-huh. So I wondered, my Tony, oh, my beloved Tony, alive or worse? So pull out the phone book. My eyes pop. You're in the phone book, Tony.
Right.
Oh, yeah, Tony, when I heard you singing back on radio's Jack Carson show, I think it was 1944, I just dreamed of the day I could see you, and there you are in Blast from the Past, so good-looking. And here I am talking to you 52 years later. So what do you do these days, sweetie?
Well, I always did drive a produce truck.
Excuse the ring, sir. I told you it was another Tony Romano. It sounded like a fool.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Ham radio operators love the MFJ-989C. In fact, they use it more than any other 3-kilowatt tuner in the world. Why, you might ask? Well, MFJ uses super heavy-duty components. For instance, they give you the new Air Core Roller Inductor. It has a core that can't burn up. You get ultra-high Q, the lowest loss, highest efficiency, and the highest power handling of any roller inductor in amateur radio. They give you two heavy-duty transmitter variable capacitors that can handle 6,000 volts. And MFJ gives you a super heavy-duty antenna switch with extra wide-spaced heavy-duty contacts. Plus so much more, like a lighted cross-needle meter that lets you monitor SWR, forward, and reflected power simultaneously. And the 989C comes with MFJ's now-famous no-matter-what one-year unconditional warranty, and it retails for a low $349.95. For your nearest dealer and a free MFJ catalog, call 1-800-647-1800. That's 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories, 1-800-647-1800.
CQ, CQ, this is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7, LPW.
Okay, we're back. Ham Radio and More. This is Len Winkler, KB7LPW. Our phone number, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. I'm with the Director of Development and Public Affairs, Bob Edison, of the Biosphere 2, and this is an unbelievable place. Tell us the history of the Biosphere 2. I mean, it's like a somewhat of a secret in some respects. I mean, a lot of people don't know about it, but it's unbelievable. When I'm looking at it, I see this big ball here, and a lot of them, actually. It just looks like I'm in the year 2050.
Well, you're sitting in front of what's probably the world's largest environmental and ecological laboratory. This is a $150 million structure that houses five distinct ecosystems, including a human habitat. And one of the reasons today is so popular with the public, as you mentioned, we have about 6,000 people visiting us here for an Earth Day celebration. One of our favorite beliefs here is that every day is Earth Day at Biosphere 2, because that's what we're all about, the study of the planet Earth, helping people understand how to be better stewards and protectors of the Earth that they live on. But we opened up the human habitat portion of Biosphere 2 in November of last year. This is the area where the crews lived and worked. And we have a $4.5 million exhibit that was developed by the American Museum of Natural History and the Environmental Defense Fund, interactive exhibit. And this is what's so popular with the public, the fascination with the project, but also they can go inside a portion of it now, see where the crews lived and worked.
Now, a lot of people who are listening have no idea what we're talking about. We say the crews lived and worked and everything. What this was initially was set up to be like a project, hopefully, that this could be like on the moon, is that right?
Well, that's
or something?
Right. Yeah, in the early years, in the late 80s and early 90s, the project's focus was on creating a closed system that was completely sustainable. All physical waste and atmosphere was recycled, and it was the largest project ever undertaken of its kind. There were two crews inside. The first crew went in for 2 years, completed a very successful mission, as we call it.
So they did stay in for two full years.
2 years, recycled all their wastes and matter, all the original water. There's a March filtration system inside that's an amazing endeavor that purifies water. And it's about the size of three football fields, to give our listeners some perspective on how big this is.
Well, how many acres does this whole thing take up?
Well, we sit on close to 3,000 acres.
Oh, my goodness.
250 of those acres have been dedicated now as a western campus for Columbia University. Columbia now manages and operates this project, the teaching, learning, and research that goes on here.
And they took over?
In January of 1996.
Okay, so that's relatively new, only a year.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's important about that change is in 1996, we became a nonprofit organization, a nonprofit education and research affiliate of Columbia University, which, as I'm sure most people realize, is based in New York City. We're part of a larger initiative that Columbia has inaugurated called the Earth Institute, and we're one significant component of the Earth Institute. Columbia is very dedicated to improving our understanding of how we can improve life on Earth, take care of some of the ills that face the Earth, and really bring all the disciplines together for the first time, business, economics, mathematics, biology, geology, all the disciplines mm-hmm. to come together and think through how we can make this world a little better.
Does this have any conjunction, or have you worked with NASA? I mean, is there any interaction between the two of you guys?
That's a great question. We were just awarded a NASA grant for the next 3 years to train interns. We were just notified of that last week. NASA has always been fascinated with this project because much of the technology that was developed here, such as the lungs, those large, round buildings that you can see from here, there mm-hmm. are two of them. The lungs are technology that keep all of the glass structure that encompasses Biosphere 2 from either imploding or exploding. There's a big rubber bladder that raises and lowers as temperatures change, and that regulates the atmosphere and the pressure inside of the biosphere. So NASA has always been fascinated with this because in the early years, the principal goal was to be able to take a closed system like this and maybe use the technology here to inhabit outer space. Now, in conjunction with that, it also interested researchers that were interested in colonizing under the sea.
Yes, sure.
Countries that were running out of landmass and needing to house people other places. So there have been a lot of different applications. But today the mission is very different. It's learning how to be better stewards of this earth.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Now, you know, obviously it's no longer sealed. You're letting the people in. That particular phase of the project's over. You know,
that's not completely accurate.
Okay.
No, most of the biosphere is sealed. All the wilderness areas and the agricultural area can be operated either in what's called an open or sealed mode. So our researchers are about to begin a series of studies looking at rising CO2, and the biosphere will most likely be sealed at that time. But a portion, what we call the human habitat that I was describing mm-hmm. earlier.
Where they lived and everything.
Right. Now, that's part of the public tour today.
Okay, so what do we look for at the Biosphere 2 in 5 years? Are we going to see any new developments? Are we going to see new buildings? Are we going to see anything in the future?
Well, I think in terms of new construction, you'd see more dormitory space because we have an undergraduate program here that's extremely popular. The gentleman sitting to my left is a product, an example of part of that, and now he works here.
And we'll talk to him in a little while.
That's right. Our goal is to have between 50 and 100 undergraduate students that come and take a semester of earth sciences studies. It's all interdisciplinary in terms of its approach, but it's a bit like going abroad to study. You only come for a semester. 16 Columbia credits are awarded for that program. In addition to that, there are two summer programs that are based on an earth field study program that awards 6 units, and that's offered twice during the summer. The programs are so popular that we've already reached our maximum in terms of student housing, and so we're bringing in new dormitory space. In terms of what you might see from Biosphere 2 itself, that is the apparatus, the mm-hmm. research vessel, will probably be more science opportunities, scientific papers, et cetera, more information about rising CO2 and other problems associated with global warming.
Now, the biosphere is open every day for people to come and visit, right?
Every day but Christmas Day.
Okay, so it is an actual tourist attraction from that standpoint, and you do get tourists here every single day, and you certainly encourage that.
That's right. We're one of the largest tourism attractions in the state of Arizona. We see on the average of 200,000 visitors each year. Most of these visitors are people who want to learn more about the earth, about recycling, about planetary management, planetary stewardship.
Yeah, well, there's no rides, so, you know.
There are no rides, that's right. But we do have the obligatory gift shops and restaurants, and we run quite an active conference center. We have a 36-room hotel that services the conference center, and most of our business today at the hotel is related to what we call intellectual meetings, science meetings, industry meetings, and it's a very busy operation.
Well, that sounds excellent. I mean, I know I've seen a lot of people here running around. I know when I was driving in, that's the only negative. It's a little tricky to find. Although it's not tricky to find. It's just you got to go from Phoenix a little south to come back north. But, you know, I found it without any problem. And there was a stream of cars a mile long, it seemed like, coming in. And, you know, but it's just not crowded here because it's just so much ground.
Well, today's an unusual day, Len. This is an actual open house. We are not charging admission for the public. We have a lot of special programs going on, such as yours. And because of that, it's a way of saying thank you to the public. I think the public's responding by really turning out. There are about 6,000 people here today.
Well, that's a lot, especially you get 6,000 anywhere. I wonder, do you have, I know it's Columbia University, and of course, being in Arizona, and of course, we have the Wildcats who, in Tucson, you know, I got to throw this in since I am from Arizona, you understand, and we did win the basketball championship. Just curious, do you have anything to do at all with U of A or NAU, I mean?
The University of Arizona is a very, very close associate of ours, as is Arizona State University. And I see my colleague and boss, Dr. Bill Harris, just walked in. He can tell you much more about what's happening with university partnerships and our association with other states.
Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to the president, Mr. Harris, right after this.
So have you called Ken Nichols, WA7HXZ, yet? The fleet director of Earnhardt Dodge, the largest Dodge dealer in the world? Doesn't matter if you live in Florida or Chicago or Phoenix or Maine or California, wherever it is that you live, if you want the best price going on a vehicle today with no hassles, no boiler room tactics, just the best deal you can get, Ken Nichols is the guy to call. Just give him the name of the model that you want, the make that you want, the options that you want. He'll give you the list price and the selling price right there over the phone. There's no hassle. It's a pleasure to do business with Ken Nichols. I'm telling you, don't make a mistake by not calling him. Call him. Get a quote. Doesn't matter. Give him a call. 1-800-497-8740. Extension 580. Make sure you mention Ham Radio and More. He's a ham radio operator, has been around for a long time, and has sponsored this show for over 5.5 years. That's Ken Nichols, 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. 1-800-497-8740, extension 580. Factory direct to you, the lowest prices.
When you're playing golf, what should you see when looking at the target? Do you pull with the left or push with the right? What's a good bunker shot sound like? The answers are in Golf Digest. No matter how well you play, you'll find tips and advice in every issue that will dramatically improve your game, guaranteed. Want to know if you're good enough to carry a 4-iron or where the slot is at the top of your backswing? Do you want to know what the right grip feels like? Then you must subscribe to Golf Digest. Like to know which new ball can really take strokes off your game? Or where the most affordable new courses are? It's all in Golf Digest, the world's most widely read golf publication. You'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest for only $19.77, plus a full money-back guarantee if it doesn't improve your game. Subscribe now and get our valuable video. Hit it longer and straighter, absolutely free.
Call now, 800-231-6600. That's 800-231-6600.
Have you outgrown your current position? Run out of rungs on the corporate ladder? Or suddenly find yourself unemployed? Then it's time to look in the National Business Employment Weekly, America's most comprehensive job search and career guidance publication. Look in the NBEW and you'll find top jobs with top companies, ads for sales and marketing professionals, corporate chiefs, and information technology, even new business and franchise opportunities. When it's time to look, look in the National Business Employment Weekly. Pick it up at your newsstand today, or call now and get 8 issues for just $38. With your paid subscription, you'll also receive free The Job Search Guide, filled with valuable tips to help you win the job you're looking for. That's 8 issues of high-paying jobs and the guide for only $38 for new subscribers only.
Call now, 1-800-223-1100. That's 1-800-223-1100 for the National Business Employment Weekly.
CQ, CQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. Len Winkler here, KB7LPW. Our phone number is 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366. And we've got now the president, Bill Harris, of Biosphere 2 with us, and he'll be with us for another couple of minutes. So if you do have any questions relating to the Biosphere, please call in now, 1-800-293-5366, and we'll get you on, and you can ask the president whatever you want. Bill, you're relatively new, from what I hear, to the Biosphere, but certainly you've had quite an extensive background.
I've been here about 4 or 5 months now, Len, and I came from Washington, D.C., the National Science Foundation, where I had responsibility for all of the physical sciences in the United States.
A small budget of...
About $700 million.
Jeez. Can't even comprehend that kind of money.
Well, you had to do with education, research, big facilities, and it covered the whole spectrum of from high-energy physics to the astronomy at Kitt Peak Observatories here.
Excellent. Okay, well, now that you're here and you're at the Biosphere, what are you bringing to here? What are you looking to achieve?
Well, one of the things that we're working on to do here with Columbia University is to try to make this a center for learning, a unique center for learning, and it's one that will be a partnership with a number of other universities. This is a very special facility. It was built by the private sector. It is a unique facility. It's unique in the world. There's nothing else like this. And I've had the... Go ahead. I'm sorry, Len.
No, I was just going to say, this is one of a kind. And, and now it is a not-for-profit organization.
It is not-for-profit. It's a university. And what we hope to do is involve between 15 and 20 other universities from throughout the country in partnership here in both research and education. We started a very interesting undergraduate program that involves students throughout the country to study here for a semester. And the analogy I like to use is like a semester abroad in England where people go there to study Shakespeare. If you're interested in the environment and you're interested in public policy and the implications of this and the science of this area, you can get 16 hours of Columbia credit. We also have some fun things that we're developing, and I consider us all sort of kids, for kids my age.
That's what ham radio is.
That's right. We have things called Earth Exploration Weeks, where we're going to be having some adventures in kayaking and other things in Arizona that are going to be both learning adventures but a lot of fun. I think we're going to bring to this whole area a new focus on the connectivity of the public to education and to learning, and a real commitment to planetary stewardship and responsible Earth ownership, or Earth stewardship, I should say.
Is there anything that that is tangible that we can say, hey, the Biosphere 2 gave that to us? Like, you know, we think of, Tang as the drink from the astronauts. Is there anything like that from the Biosphere 2 that we can look to and say, hey, you know, they really did something like that?
Well, I don't think that there's something like I would point to like that right now. I mean, our research programs are just starting. We're reconfiguring this facility. It was built for one purpose. We're in the process now of reconfiguring it to create, if you like, future environments, how the planet may evolve. We're looking at a planet where CO2 is going up, greenhouse gases are going up. You're looking at the possibility of doubling the population from about 6 billion to 12 billion over the next 40 or so years. People in this world now, for the most part, barely get enough to eat. How are we going to feed people?
Do you see where we can actually end up having to put domes over cities? Do you think that's a real possibility in the 23rd century or something?
I don't personally see that. I see us using a facility like this to help the public understand how it ought to be doing its business. We have to use this as a research tool with the private sector to shape this thing. I don't think that you can manipulate the Earth. I'm not one of these people that thinks that you can take something like this and put it on Mars anytime in our foreseeable future.
But that initially was the
idea. That was
the
goal. But this system that we have here, this fragile planet, is a unique balance. And one of the things that you learned out of the first effort here is to try to reproduce that balance, or to try to do the biodiversity. It's pretty impossible, no matter how smart you are. We have to make sure the thing that we have here works. We have to make sure people are involved. And I think we have to use this as a tool to connect the people to basic research, basic science, and learning that goes on in a university, because our universities are key to our future. Knowledge is the key to our future. Throughout the country, we have wonderful colleges and universities. And over the last decade or so, there's been a growing disconnection. We hope this facility helps to make the connection. We hope it becomes a fun place for people to come and learn and to enjoy and to recognize they have a responsibility as citizens for stewardship, and everybody makes a difference.
Well, since I have you, a scientist, here, I'm just going to ask, is the greenhouse effect a real worry, something we should really worry about?
I think it's a real concern, yeah. When you're looking at the data from smart scientists throughout the world, when you've got a consensus of opinion that these gases are increasing and the projections are these are continuing to grow, you have to be concerned about it and take it seriously. And that what we're talking about very often are small changes that can cause enormous changes that we're not quite anticipating. If you warm up a little bit, storms get more serious and more severe, hurricanes get more severe. All of these things you cannot predict, but you sure have to do the research to enable you to understand better if it does happen. And what we're about is things that people don't know.
Okay, we're going to take station identification. We come back, we'll talk for another couple of minutes, then we'll go on. Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, and we're live from the Biosphere 2 in Oracle, Arizona. That's about 30 miles north of Tucson on Highway 77, and if you're coming to Arizona to visit the Grand Canyon, which more people visit than almost anything else, come on down to the Biosphere, right?
I think it'd be worth your while. It's a fun place, and it's an interesting place to visit.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you, and I appreciate you having me here. I enjoyed it. Looking forward to seeing more of it. I haven't had a chance yet to go touring too much, but it really looks like it belongs in the 23rd century. It's kind of interesting to have it here in the 20th century.
Well, I've seen a lot of things throughout the world, Len, and this is one of the most spectacular visual things I've ever seen, and I think it has the potential to have an intellectual impact as well, and it'll be something that we'll all be part of, and we need you to be part of this. We appreciate you being here very much. It's a tremendous pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Come back.
Okay, we will. Okay. Now we're going to change a little bit. We're going to still, of course, be here at Biosphere 2, but we're going to talk a little about amateur radio, because Earth Day is right around the corner, and actually that's what the celebration is, the Biosphere and Earth Day. And we have a ham radio station up here, and we also have Brian Thorpe, KE6TCF, here. And Brian is a Columbia University student, and so you're actually taking classes here at the moment, but you're also working for them, or what's the deal?
I'm actually not taking classes here right this semester. Last semester, I went to a community college out in California, and I saw a brochure saying, come and study for a semester abroad at the Biosphere. I sent away for the information, got a generous scholarship, and spent a wonderful semester, an intensive semester, studying about Earth systems and dynamic systems and how the Biosphere 2 interacts with the Biosphere 1. I don't know if that's been mentioned yet, but Biosphere 1 is the Earth.
Yes, it has not been mentioned, no, but that was... In fact, I quizzed people here, and no one knew that Biosphere 1 was the Earth.
Yeah. Biosphere 1 is definitely the Earth, and Biosphere 2 is a small and much sped-up, scaled version of the Earth. And one of the things we learned here is that everything that happens in the Biosphere 2 Center has the potential to happen in Biosphere 1, and so it's of great value studying the Biosphere facility.
Now, has there been any amateur radio stations inside of the Biosphere 2?
Well, no, that's one of the things we're working on. I came here, I've been an amateur radio operator for about 2 years, and when I came here, the first thing I noticed is that with all these technical research guys running around, there wasn't... Not a one of them was a ham operator, and not a one of them had a station going. So I decided that we should do two things. One is host an Earth Day, and two, we should host an Earth Day that has a ham component where we contact people around the world from Biosphere 2, wishing them a happy Earth Day in honor of Biosphere 1. So it seems like it made sense because it was an easy connection from Biosphere 2 to 1, transmitting live inside of this small space out to this very large space.
Well, there's sure a lot of radios here, and we're going to discuss that with Steve Ahrens, K0DZH, and I've got somebody else, Terry, KB7TRE from Prescott, who's brought a whole bunch of kids down here, and they certainly have done quite a lot, and a couple of them are hams, I'm told, already licensed, and more coming. So we're going to be right back after this real short pause and more for your information. Okay, we're back. Now, if you're just joining us, this is Ham Radio and More, and I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. And today we're originating live from the Biosphere 2 in sunny Oracle, Arizona. Why do I going to say New Jersey? I'm not in New Jersey. I'm in Oracle, Arizona. Of course, usually we're in Phoenix, and that's about 75 miles away, I'd say, something like that, maybe more, 30 miles north of Tucson. We come to you live each and every week on Ham Radio and More at 2200 UTC, 6 o'clock Eastern Time for those of you in the United States. And hopefully you're enjoying the show on real audio or on shortwave or on, of course, one of the stations that are carrying us live or tape delay to commercial broadcast. And next week, I want to remind everybody, next week's a barn burner. You need to tell everybody to listen next week, because next week we're going to have the debate. We're going to have Fred Maya, W5YI, saying to get rid of that nasty CW requirement for HF voice. And on the other end of the spectrum, we're going to have Nancy Cott, who's going from FISTS for the Preservation of Morse Code, and she's going to tell you why it absolutely needs to stay for a necessity. And, of course, you know me. I'm kind of in the middle. Anyway, that'll be next week, and we'll love that. Anyhow, here we are at the Biosphere, 1-800-293-5366, 1-800-293-5366, if you want to call and ask a little bit about the Biosphere, or if you even imagine if one of you was involved with it at any time in the past, we'd love to hear from you. Also, we're going to tell you what frequencies the special event station is operating on, because they have this beautifully designed certificate that I know they've spent a long time in producing, and it's for an Earth Day special event certificate of operation, and it's the K7 RST group, and I guess that's the which is at the, that's the Radio Society of Tucson. So we're going to discuss that in a couple of moments. We're going to take a real short, we're going to take a break here, and then when we come back from this break, we'll talk to Steve, we'll talk more to Brian, we'll talk to Terry, and who knows who else, and we'll also take your phone calls if you want to call in. Otherwise, you can just listen to us have fun out here in 92-degree sunny weather. So, 1-800-293-5366, and we'll be right back.
Does ADCO have a deal for you? Electronic Distributors in Virginia sure does. Here it is. From AOR, it's the new AR2700. It's only $209.95. Now listen to what it does. This scanner will receive from 500 kilohertz all the way up to 1300 megahertz. It has tremendous features. AM, NFM, WFM. It has tremendous programmable step sizes. It has a wide variety of search and scan facilities, auto mode tuning, interval timers, pause timers, delay timers. It does so many things. And it's available for a mere $209.95 from participating dealers such as Ham Radio Outlet or Universal Radio or R&L Electronics or Tucker Electronics. And there's others. Or you can give them a call if you'd like at their 800 number. That's EDCO, products from around the world. At 1-800-344-0397. That's 1-800-344-0397. Mention Ham Radio and More. They have tremendous products. The AR2700. Get it now. AA7A, KB7, LPW.
QRZ, this is AA7A again.
AA7A, KB7, LPW.
Again, please, again.
Well, I better turn my new Mirage B310G on. Let me do it. AA7A, KB7, LPW.
LPW, you're 5 and 9. Go ahead.
Oh, man. This new Mirage B310G for mere $199 is one heck of a great amplifier on 2 meters. It'll take 1, 2, 3, 4 watts and bring it up to over 100 watts. It covers all the modes, FM, single sideband, CW. Has a 15 dB gain receive amp. It is really a great buy. It's really a tremendous product, and for 2 meters, you can't beat it. $199 for an amplifier, it's tremendous. Give MFJ a call at 1-800-647-1800, 1-800-647-1800. MFJ Enterprises, the world leader in ham radio accessories. The new B310G, a fantastic amplifier. Get it today. 1-800-77-HAM-AD. Write this down, 1-800-774-2600. That's the phone number for Amateur Radio Trader, the Ham Radio Marketplace. It's a publication that comes out twice a month. You can get a subscription. They're very inexpensive. And you can see all the deals that are out there that are available. If you're just getting into shortwave, you're just getting into amateur radio, the products are in here if you want used equipment. And if you want current equipment, well, the major manufacturers are advertising also. So you can get that. And you can get more because each issue is full of information like repeater information, propagation, how to repair certain items. The Amateur Radio Trader is more than just a magazine to sell products. It has information. Get a subscription at 1-800-77-HAM-AD. 1-800-774-2623. It's very inexpensive. 1-800-774-2623. And it works. Amateur Radio Trader.
CQCQ. This is Ham Radio and More with your host, Lynn Winkler, KB7 LPW.
And we're back to Ham Radio and More. Lynn Winkler here, KB7 LPW. Hope you're enjoying this kind of offbeat a little bit, but the Biosphere 2 is really a technical marvel. Now, Brian, you wanted to mention something about this. It's not just a Biosphere arrangement. A lot of people are involved in putting this all together.
I think this is the first time that Ham Radio and Earth Day have ever come together in a fashion like this. We've got three institutions here representing Earth Day and Ham Radio. The Biosphere facility itself, which is what I represent, which is run, of course, by Columbia University. And then Terry Pemberton is with the Math Science Technology Project of Prescott Unified School District. And he's brought with him about 30 kids, some of whom have contacted the space shuttle over amateur radio.
Yeah, the CEREX program.
Exactly, the CEREX program. And also we have Steve Ahrens here, who is the president of the Radio Society of Tucson. And
well, he's not the president, but he's a member of the radio
system. President of the Field Day Coordinating Committee.
Yeah, he's the president. That's right, Brian. You got out of that one very well.
He doesn't want the presidency.
He's been offered it millions of times, but he's turned it down.
The idea is that we have these three groups, an education segment, the biosphere, which has kind of a tourist element to it, and then the actual technical part of the amateur radio arena, which is what Steve represents, coming together to put together an Earth Day-oriented package where we transmit to everyone around the world a special Earth Day message, hoping to encourage Earth Day awareness.
Okay, Steve Ahrens, K0DVH, tell us a little about the stations that are set up here for Earth Day and what frequencies you guys are on, maybe, that people can listen right after the show and maybe make some contacts for the next hour and a half.
We are on locally in Tucson in southern Arizona. We're on 147.14, the Mount Lemmon repeater. And 6 meters, we're on 50.130. 10 meters, we are on 28.405. 15, we were on 21.138 and 238. 20 meters, we were on... Where were we? We were all over the place on 20.
Well, listen for it, and the call sign is K7RST, and they are going to give you a great certificate of operation, which is kind of neat. I mean, it's never been done before from the biosphere, so this is like a rare station.
Yeah.
This is almost like maybe DXCC.
This is the DX.
Maybe we can get the biosphere to be a new country. I mean, the rules that they have for new countries is so ridiculous anyway.
Having a new world.
Yeah, you've got more people populating this, I think, than some of the countries. Well, for sure, some of the places that got DX land. Anyway, you've got, six, seven, eight different rigs. You've got Packet out there. You've got that funny-sounded CW out there. You've got voice communicate. You've got everything going, and you've got some beams up there. What do you got up there?
Got a five-element, six-meter beam, a tri-band, an AWS-3 for, I think we were using that on 20, rotatable dipole, BTV-4. We've got a coaxial dipole, 200-and-some-odd-foot long wire running up the side of the hill. We came out to have fun and to see what we could do.
Well, you told me earlier how many contacts? Was that like 700 or something like that?
No.
200.
Without the publicity and everything, we were right about 200 contacts at about noon.
Okay, so when we go off the air at 4 o'clock local time here, they'll be back on. Right now they're kind of quiet there because they were coming in on my headsets here. But they'll be back on at 4 and see if you can make some contacts. And tell them that you heard the show. That would be fantastic. They'd probably get a kick out of that.
Yeah, maybe we can get Len on the air also and get him working some CW.
Oh, wait, I got to get some water. Okay. all right, Terry Pembleton, KB7TRE from the Prescott Unified School District. Tell us a little about what your program is with all these kids that are here.
Well, this is the first time our group has been involved with the project, and we're trying to coordinate math science technology activities throughout a number of school districts in central Arizona and work it on throughout the state and continue this with an annual event with the Biosphere and the Radio Society of Tucson. Get the kids and get the teachers involved with a real fun way to learn new skills and use amateur radio as a nucleus for it.
How did that Cerex mission go with your kids? I mean, did that really, like, jumpstart them?
Oh, it was fantastic.
And how did you guys go about getting okayed for the Cerex mission? Because, I mean, there may be people listening, lots of teachers who say, hey, that's a great idea. How do you do that?
Oh, no, we'd be glad to help anybody that has questions on it, too. It took us about a year and a half to get involved. I realized what was going on with the Cerex project and how we could use it in the classroom. Applied to American Radio Relay League. It went through about a year and a half selection process. We were notified of a date and a time. We put together a group of community leaders, educators, college people, the Yavapai Amateur Radio Club, QCWA, SOWP helped, and it was just a fantastic community activity to get the kids involved in a scientific endeavor. And we wish we could do it again. It was exciting.
Well, from what I see from talking to Mr. Harris, the president, and Bob Edison, the director of development and public affairs, they want to maybe do it again. They seem pretty pumped.
I think the idea is not only to continue the tradition of hosting an Earth Day at the Biosphere, but hosting an Earth Day where the amateur radio community is invited, not only from Arizona, but from around the country, to come and participate and make contacts from our world to the next world.
To the next world. Well, we're not talking about going up on the comet's tail.
No, sir. And also, we encourage everybody, ham radio, the ham radio community, to do Earth Day special events. And let's make that a tradition and be involved. Ham radio is a non-invasive technology in the sense that we're not laying out thousands of miles of wires and telephone wires. We're going over the airwaves. And in a lot of countries, this is the only way you can communicate and you can spread the word about Earth Day and environmental awareness.
Well, I think this is neat. Of course, like I told Mr. Harris, I haven't had a chance to really tour too much of this place, but I certainly look forward to doing that. I mean, I'm one of the residents of Arizona who've never been down here, so I think I'm unfortunately in the majority, and we don't know what we're missing.
Yeah, it's funny because it's the same way with the Grand Canyon. You meet people who've lived here 27 years and never seen the Grand Canyon.
I lived here 7 before I went to the Grand Canyon. You know, of course, I've never been to Prescott. Yes, I have. the Tucson Amateur Radio Group that you're with, Radio Society of Tucson, tell us a little about it, because I'm really, you know, I know they exist. Of course, the most famous group from Tucson is probably Tapper. And, of course, we are very beholden to Tapper because Tapper, they do the Real Audio site for me for older shows, and they're going to be with us using their site for live audio on Real Audio at the Dayton Hamvention in a couple of weeks, where I'm going to do another forum about CW requirement, as well as contesting, as well as the ARRL, and as well as is the Internet hurting amateur radio. So tell me a little, though, about the Radio Society of Tucson. How long has it been around?
Well, RST has been around for about 2 years. We're about 50 members. We're small. We're flexible. We've got a lot of special interest groups, VHF contesting, packet SIGs, ATV, DX, the usual stuff. We enjoy getting out, and this special event is a first for us of this type anyway. You know, we go out and do the contest, of course.
You're going to do field day?
Definitely.
Sure. Now, this would be a great site to do field day from. You think you can talk them into coming down here to do field?
We've got competing clubs trying to get field day down here. We're going to see what happens.
I didn't just come up with a brainstorm. It's been
not a brainstorm. Quite a few clubs have come to us. And when we came to the Radio Society of Tucson, and I visited a number of other groups, and within about 5 minutes, these guys had decided that they wanted to do it. They were enthusiastic from the beginning, and we wanted them to coordinate it, and they've done it. Speaking on behalf of the Biosphere, they've done an excellent job, and things have gone exceptionally smooth this day, and we very much appreciate it.
How many guys do you have down here from the Radio Club of Tucson?
Well, it's not Radio just Society. RST. We've got several other clubs, the Old Pueblo Radio Club.
That's the
Tucson.
Oldest ham radio club in Arizona, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I am a transplant.
They are number one, and number two is, which I'm a member of, the Scottsdale Amateur Radio Club.
Okay.
So just so that you know.
Well,
which, of course, always comes in first in field day, in the 5A, or the 4A category, I think. And we're going to beat you guys on the East Coast again this year. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, you guys have had a lot more experience at it, but a couple of years, give RST a chance, and we'll give you guys a run for your money.
I hope so.
We also have the Tucson Repeater Association here. Who else am I forgetting? I apologize if I do forget your club. We have had just operators drop in and say, you know, here's my call.
Right.
And we say, there's a rig, have fun, and we give them a certificate. We've had some of the school kids on. They have made some contacts. They have gotten their certificates. It's been long, and it's been fun.
And it's been fun. You got here when?
What was it, about 7:30 last night?
Yeah, 7:30 last night. This is the first special event I've ever done, and I was about to leave at 11 o'clock and say, oh, I'll see you guys in the morning. And he said, no, come back by at 2, and we'll still be working. And sure enough, I came by, and about 2:30, they finally let me go. It was a long and desperate night of putting together the whole thing, but they've done, like I said, an excellent job.
Okay, and I guess I'm getting told that their first contact was to 4U, IUN, is that? Okay. Okay, so excellent. But you've made quite a few, and you're going to make more after the show's over. So we're going to take this short break. When we come back, we'll come to the end of this program, and 1-800-293-5366. We can still take a call if you want to just voice your support of Biosphere 2 or whatever. We'll be right back.
If you love cars and love reading about them, now there's a magazine that blows the doors off anything you've seen before. Automobile Magazine, the one that turns the volume up on your driving experience. Every issue takes you beyond the typical road test to put you behind the wheel, to feel the power of the Dodge Viper Coupe, the lift of the new Ferrari 512 TR. Call right now to get Automobile Magazine for just $1 an issue. And stay on top of the scoops, the specs, and the insider insights. From the genius behind the concept cars of the future to the best drives for under $25,000 today. Call for 12 monthly issues at only $1 an issue and save 66% off the cover price. Plus, get a high-intensity car light as a free bonus with your paid subscription.
Call 800-863-4100 now. That's 800-863-4100. And get into Automobile Magazine today.
Our guest today is Lyle Fendishman, radio's first engineer.
I've been around since the days of silent radio before talkies were invented.
Mr. Fendishman, have you seen this fantastic new book, Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years by B. Eric Rhodes?
Boy, it's wonderful. All of these 900-plus photos are all people I worked with in radio from the very start.
As you look through Blast from the Past, you miss the good old days?
Well, you know, I sit here in my little one-room apartment, and I still feel part of the radio business. I turn the knobs on my dresser, pretending it's part of the equipment, and cue my one-eyed cat, who bites me on occasion, just like the, well, Marie used to do on the old show.
Thank you very much, Mr. Fendishman.
Snack you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry I can't read well anymore.
Blast from the Past, A Pictorial History of Radio's First 75 Years.
Call with your credit card handy, 800-228-5500, $39.99 plus shipping. That's 800-228-5500.
Will your children be off to college soon? In the face of skyrocketing tuition costs, where will you get the money? Unbelievably, there's over $15 billion in financial aid just waiting to be claimed. And you'll find it in Prentice Hall's The Scholarship Book. No matter what the grades, age, or family income, the scholarship book can help you get the money you need. It's the complete guide to private sector scholarships, grants, and loans. Over 400 pages of little-known facts on more than 100,000 scholarships, some worth over $20,000. The scholarship book is easy to use. You'll find money for students to study anything from accounting to zoology, for students of various races, ancestries, or religions. There's even money for left-handed students. Find out who has the scholarships, how much they're worth, and how to get them, even if you're already in college. Now you can get the inside track to billions in financial aid with the scholarship book. A special hardcover edition is just three easy payments of $8.99 plus shipping.
Call 800-543-5300 now. That's 800-543-5300.
CQ. This is Ham Radio and More.
Okay, we're back to Ham Radio and More. I'm Len Winkler, KB7LPW. And I hope we entertained you and taught you something today, gave you some information about this Biosphere 2. Probably some of you have never heard of the Biosphere 2. And it really is a unique place. It's definitely worth the trip. I figure about 2 hours from the Phoenix area and 45 minutes to an hour from Tucson. If people want to send to get QSL cards, where should they send them?
The QSL route for the certificates is to K0DVH in the 97 call book, previously KC7NCB.
Okay, so if you do make a contact, that's where the QSL cards go. And the first contact was with the United Nations building and the United Nations station, so that's where that 4U UN is pretty neat, that 20 meters they... CW, too, I guess, huh?
No, CW was on 40 meters.
Oh, 40 meters.
Somebody else.
So this was 20-meter voice.
Right.
Oh, well, of course. So no wonder it was a good contact. Excellent contact. okay, you think they're going to do this again next year?
I think after today's response, I mean, this was, we've exceeded all expectations. This was the largest capacity crowd we've ever had at the Biosphere.
Wow, yeah, but probably because they knew we were going to be on show.
Exactly,
Radio
it's all
more,
your
yeah.
show length.
Yeah.
And we hit about 6,000 plus people, and given that the amateur radio portion of it was so strong and we had such a positive response from the public, I can't see why they're not going to keep it.
And the corn was delicious. Wow. I mean, they looked delicious. They were even on the husks. I couldn't believe that. I'd never seen that before. I thought that was kind of neat. So, I mean, there was food here, and there's a gift shop. There's T-shirts. There's, I mean, these buildings are just, they look like they're out of, you know, Star Wars or something.
And we also had electric cars, various speakers, and the GLOBE program was here for K-12 education.
Mm.
And we also had lectures by various research scientists here at the Biosphere.
Now, there's tours that go on here every day, so just somebody who comes in and, you know, there is an admission charge. But once you're in, you can take a tour.
Once you're in, you can take a tour, and it actually takes you to the habitat where the former Biospherians live, and it takes you around the campus and introduces you to not only the facility itself, but the research programs going on here. And you will walk away with an education.
Would you say that the average person, average tourist, let's say, that comes here, are they going to spend 2 hours, 5 hours? Is it a whole day thing?
I think it can be a whole day thing. I think the average person spends about 4 or 5 hours here if you include lunch in that time. If you're just here to visit the site, it probably an hour and a half to 2 hours will cover you.
Okay. Well, do you have any last words, Terry, about the kids and you guys' involvement in this?
It's been a fascinating project for us. And if you have a teacher in your community or if you're a teacher that may be interested in getting involved in this, you can call us at Prescott Unified School District, 520-445-5400, and we'll gladly help you get started.
And what was that number again, slower?
520-445-5400.
Okay, so for all you teachers out there, well, thank you, Terry, Steve, and Brian, for being helpful here in our show.
Thanks, Mike.
And I want to thank the Biosphere people, Bob Edison and President Bill Harris, for being here. And thank you for letting me do this. And next week, though, is going to be a barn burner. Next week's show is going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a Dayton Hamvention preview. So it's going to be neat. So again, from Biosphere 2, the other world, to Biosphere 1, 73, we're QRT.